guys. Thanks for coming over. This is Richard Sachs on Lost Arts Radio Live. We're available worldwide anywhere we're not screened out, and it's nice to be with you again. This is for January 25th, 2020, and I've got a lot more to go over with you than I can possibly have time for, but I'll try to hit most of it if I can. And there's a lot of intense world events going on. Certainly the focus of much of it is in China right now with the Wuhan area and people spreading what's called the coronavirus to other parts of the country and the world from there. And our friend Mike, excuse me, whose last name is forbidden to say, can't mention him if we want to stay on here and be able to talk with you. And Mike, in recent articles and guest appearances on various shows that we've seen and posted on our site too, has done some great, excellent commentary and analysis of what's going on. And we as I say, we've posted a lot of what he's given in video and article form on lostartsradio.com, so you can see most of it there. I can't really mention his whole name, as I said, live anymore, because it will be cut off. And this is just a kind of a reminder that the censorship is really reaching new levels in the U.S. and is already at even higher levels in most of the world than it is here, where we're sitting in the U.S. broadcasting right now. But the other thing is, in the U.S., speaking of this country, this impeachment trial of the president that's, I'm not partisan at all. I'm just interested in what's going to help everybody. But looking at it honestly, this impeachment is based on complete lies and assumption that the media makes, that the public is so out of touch and so dependent on knowing what's going on from the corporate corrupt media, and they have no idea that almost everything important is reported falsely from them. That's why they've come up with things like NewsGuard to eliminate anybody that might point it out. And this is the direction it's going. Almost all the media attacks on the president so far have been based on complete nonsense, from the whole racist thing to the Russian agent, and misogynist and person who hates all immigrants. It's just complete nonsense. It's made up, and it's culminated in what the opposing party has been trying to do since this president started running for office. So pretty interesting, and it has a lot to say about what's going on under the surface. And his supporters continue to be removed by social media channels, and now they're going after websites too, and they may start to disappear. Why do I say that? Because that seems pretty extreme. People don't realize that websites are disappearing. But Mike, must not be named, has had his main site, which I also can't name, shut down for several days. It seems to be working again as of this morning, fortunately. It's full of really good information. That's why it's being shut down. And Mike himself had many theories about why it was shut down. It turns out, that his server companies actually cut him off, and they got orders to do that from a secret court that said, you can't tell Mike why you're doing it or anything like that. Completely illegal. And the orders say specifically you can't tell anybody, or they can't tell the customer why they're being cut off. Completely illegal. The court is real. I think he mentioned that it was in San Francisco, and that they're doing it under cover of an old bankruptcy case that is brought back to life to file the order to cut the person off of the web servers as part of the bankruptcy case, which is completely illogical, so that it could never be found by the public. Yesterday, Mike explained a lot of this as a guest host on another show that I'm not allowed to name, on a site that I can't mention. And he apologized for not realizing or accurately describing how serious the situation for humanity is right now. And he was just, you know, getting shocked at the stuff that he hasn't even reported yet. And he's a total supporter of the current president, but not because he doesn't see all his massive number of faults, but because he does see the good things the president has done and his character and what his motives are, which I see the same thing. And people are mad at me for supporting the president because they say, look at all these faults. But see, I know about all those faults. It's not, I'm not being blind to that. And the ones who are supporting the president are mad at me because they're saying, well, you have all these criticisms of the president. And that's true. Not motive criticisms, but mostly errors of omission that are potentially fatal for America and the world. But a lot of people in the U.S. have fallen into this surface way of thinking about it. The president, and probably everybody else, but certainly the president, has to be either fantastic, like the Q people say he knows everything, right? And he's really taking care of it, even though it doesn't look like it. So they either think that he's wonderful, or that he's entirely evil, and he's showing it in everything he does, and, you know, practically the devil incarnate. And I don't look at it that way at all. And one of the ways that you can avoid being superficial about that is drop this kind of emotional defense of one side or the other. There's no ego involved in it at all. We're just trying to be sharper observers, and we can help each other do that. So there's no reason to feel identified with it or to have any objection to being proven wrong. With me, that's fine. I'm not identified as a supporter or a non-supporter. I just want to know what's going on as much as possible and keep correcting myself, not to show how I'm right and everybody else is wrong. That's a really immature waste of time, and I'm not attracted to that. But as I say, a lot of the supporters of the current president say he's playing 5D chess and he's going to save the world and all this stuff. And, you know, I don't hate those people, but I think that line of thinking is complete nonsense. And even the host of the major news site, which I recommend all the time, and I can't mention anymore unless I want to criticize him, which I'm not going to do, and say he's bad, you know. Even that host says, yeah, I thought that the president was really aware and knows more than I do. And he said that on the air many times and says, now, you know, I was wrong. There's huge areas that he's wrong about. And he's got the personality so that if he found out, in my opinion, and I don't mind being proven wrong, if he found out, he would correct it. And that's why they want him dead, or at least removed from office. And they had analyzed that personality trait before he ran for office. And I think that's the underlying reason, not any particular policy, that they really intensely want him gone. And the reason that the voting machines were hacked in the 2016 election, and the current president probably won by a massive landslide in the popular vote. I really think that's the case, having talked to hundreds of people and, you know, had different contacts that verify that the overwhelming landslide victory in the popular vote was almost completely neutralized by the voting machines flipping votes for him to votes for Hillary. And there were hundreds of reports of that happening. There were no reports of the Democrat votes being switched to the president. It was all the other way. So it's clear that the entire establishment, including his own party that tried not to get him elected as hard as they could, was completely against him and still is. And that should make people think if he was really terrible, they would love him. And there's a lot in that. So people need to look at it. That does not negate all of his massive mistakes, falling for false flags, all the stuff that he's done wrong. So you know, if you look at why he's under vicious attack and has been the whole time, why he's being impeached based on complete lies by the people who are most corrupt, that doesn't make any sense if he's totally bad. As I say, they would love him. So, reason he's been lied about and slandered nonstop, called a racist, Russian agent, misogynist, immigrant hater, now a fascist, and only being president for the money. He doesn't care about anybody but himself. Anybody that has common sense left, even if they're totally against what he's doing, would know all those things are false. I mean, it's not hard to verify. And why did the New York Times, which is, you know what their character is and who runs them, why would they sponsor a play in New York City's Central Park showing the president and his wife being murdered over and over and over again? And why would, you know, major TV networks have, what's the lady's name who holds up a realistic looking severed head of the president with blood all over it? That is not what they do to bad presidents. Okay, so there's a reason that he's under attack. And I'm not identified with it. I don't mind if everybody totally disagrees, if both sides are mad at me for my position, which is not fully supporting or against. I just have to try to be honest, and I'm doing the best I can with that. So, if he was totally bad, there'd be no impeachment going on right now, no doubt. And they wouldn't be lying about him on speeches and about his speeches and rallies and the same thing. All the networks, the corrupt networks, are reading the same teleprompter lines, which are all trying to get rid of him. And lots of death threats and things like that. They don't do that if you're a really evil person. So, with all, you know, his huge faults and ignorance, something's been completely unacceptable. And I think it's his motive and his courage, which is really obvious to anybody that's not tied to one side or the other of this argument. There's no doubt about it. Just let anybody else try and stand against this degree of slander and abuse. And I don't think most people could do that. He definitely didn't want to run for office. It wasn't his original thought. His wife told him that he had to, and he did it because he wanted to fix the country. He knew he would lose huge amounts of money and have his businesses slandered and maybe destroyed and all that stuff, and he did it anyway. So the motivation is his main crime in the eyes of the establishment. He's spoken out against globalism clearly. That's not acceptable, and withdrew from globalist organizations like TPP, Paris Climate Accord, spoken against open borders. These things are unacceptable to the power structure, no matter what people think that he must be. You don't do these things if you're completely bad. He's tried to fund the wall over and over again. He wasn't informed enough to say, look, this is a national emergency, which it is. It's not racist. That's a bunch of nonsense to anybody with any ability to think. It has nothing to do with that. Most of what the media calls racist is complete nonsense. And the Democrats and the media have shot him down, and these corrupt judges, every time he tries to build the wall. But it's fine to build walls in countries where the U.S. has no business, and where he ran on pulling out of them, he should have done it right away. He's spoken for firearms rights. That's unacceptable to the power structure and against the media hype of everything being racist. He said every leader should put his or her own country first, which is absolutely true, and then cooperate as separate, independent entities, not under some globalist tyranny. He's been really clear on that. And he said all the countries should cooperate. Actually, when he ran, he said the U.S. should cooperate with Russia too, which is obviously true. Russia made a lot of good proposals of cooperation during the campaign, and it was a big mistake of the president to fall for the advisors that say you better look like you're really against Russia, or they'll say you're a Russian agent. That was nonsense. Who cares what they say? Anyway, all those things that he talked about were unacceptable to the leaders, the rulers. And the people who are really tied to seeing Trump is totally evil, can't see that at all. It's like, no, he's 100% bad. And that makes it harder to see what's going on. So anyway, that's the reason behind the assassination encouragement by the media. And that was a lot by the voter fraud and the voting machines being fraudulently controlled by certain companies during the 2016 election. They almost changed the vote enough, but they underestimated what would be needed because it was such a huge landslide of support, not from Russia, but from America. And the rulers wanted a globalist candidate instead, and they had one in his opponent. And they have several running against him in 2020. And they intend to not make the same mistake again. But in general, somebody who wants guns outlawed, abortion celebrated as women's health and freedom, which is really, you know, zombie thinking, borders left wide open, forced injections and medical treatments, free benefits for everybody who comes into the country illegally, the end of free speech, that's what they want in a candidate instead of the current one. And it's very important to those in control that this current precedent is removed. So the plan is full media slander and a better, more complete job of the voter fraud and the voting machine control in this upcoming election. And they're absolutely determined. The biggest search engine in the world, before they got caught, put Trump and right next to the definition of idiot in their search engine. And I don't think they're doing it at the moment, but they were. So what our friend Mike, whose last name I am forbidden to mention, points out is that anything that can add social chaos and a lockdown of the remaining freedoms, which we've already lost most of, but anything that would get rid of the rest of our freedoms is very desirable to those same people, regardless of who's in office. And they tried this with an attempted pandemic, manufactured pandemic in 2009. And if you remember, World Health Organization declared a stage 6 pandemic. And these countries not foolishly, through criminal pressure, voluntarily become part of the World Health Organization, which one of the doctor guests on our show, on our Sunday show, has called the World Homicide Organization. She said the letters were misunderstood. It's actually homicide, not health. And I think she's right. But she was instrumental in Rima Lebo, Dr. Rima Lebo, in her campaign in 2009 to stop the fake pandemic, which unfortunately for the rulers didn't kill enough people, and most of the people died from the treatment, the vaccine, the shots. I don't want to say those forbidden words if I can help myself. It was an engineered flu strain. I believe it was called the swine flu at the time, but it was a failure and not enough people died except from the shots. So they tried this again with the engineered Ebola strain, which looks like it was released probably intentionally from a lab in West Africa, because, you know, they're working on these weaponized viruses all the time. And they say it's for defense, the Defense Department. No, it has nothing to do with defense, actually, unless it's maybe, in a way, defense of the power structure from the people, against the people. But they're intentionally not only creating these GMO viruses to be worse than anything you would encounter in nature, but they are making them into a form that can be just dispersed or released into the public anytime and anywhere they want. And they actually patent these weaponized viruses. It's incredible. And often the patent holder is CDC, but in the current situation in China, that's not the case at the moment. Anyway, that Ebola strain that got out in West Africa in 2014, and they even brought some of the people infected with it into the U.S. trying to get it to spread more, but it didn't work, and that failed to spread. Same thing with the Zika virus in 2016. They were saying that that was responsible for all these shrunken heads on babies, and that turned out to be a lie. It was due to a pesticide situation in South America. That fizzled out. That was, I'm sure, very stressful and disappointing for the rulers who wanted it to be a global pandemic. Never happened, and they don't talk about it anymore. But now, it looks like they've done a better job with this engineered virus, and they're saying in China, no, it just came from snakes and bats. We had nothing to do with it. It's just nature just does this and kills everybody just spontaneously. Not like this. And, you know, that's just a theory, but it's an interesting total coincidence that in the zero-point city of Wuhan in China, I'm probably pronouncing that wrong, I apologize. My Chinese is not very good, obviously. But in that city where everything is originating, there's a BSL-4 lab that works with deadly viruses, weaponized viruses. What an incredible coincidence, right? In Wuhan, biosafety level 4 lab. And now this is out in the public. And they're saying, oh, snakes and bats, pay no attention to the lab. I don't think so. Now, they may have released it sooner into the public than they were planning, if they weren't really ready. But they're getting a demonstration of it now. It's doing horrendous damage. It's killing people. A lot of people in Wuhan and other parts of China are falling over and dying. And the hospitals are overwhelmed. And according to an article that we just had posted on Lost Arts Radio, it looks like they're quarantining, meaning barricading people into cities, not just Wuhan, which is like, what is it, 5 times the size of London, something like that, but into other cities around China and where it's spread already, and there are people infected in other parts of the world. And it looks like this attempt could be more successful, and it's not a joke. I mean, everybody's prayers and sympathy and well wishes should go out to the people of China who are living as slaves anyway under a vicious government that's even worse than what is in the U.S. in a lot of places. But now they're being literally murdered, not just the ones that have been like the Falun Gong people who have been arrested and killed, but this could be in huge numbers. And the estimates now are in the hundreds of thousands of people infected with this virus. There are things, of course, that would help it that nobody will be told. They'll be allowed to go through the conventional medical treatments, which will probably do a lot of damage in themselves. And it reminds me of what happened with the West African Ebola situation. Dr. Labo, who I mentioned before, found an apparently accidentally declassified document that was shown government experiments proving that nanosilver in 10 parts per million was completely effective in stopping this patented Ebola strain during the outbreak in West Africa. And she was warned never to say anything or get any of it over to those people. And she sent some anyway. And WHO, and I told you their real name, said to the airline, which I don't quite remember who the airline was, but they said, put it in a warehouse, don't deliver it, under no circumstances take it to West Africa. And it was clearly demonstrated in this test that was declassified that it stopped Ebola completely. You didn't need drugs or anything like that. It was 100% effective. And so that was blocked, and they eventually had to get some over there surreptitiously. And what I heard is that it was taken in by passengers just going to that country and saved a lot of people. The same people that were behind that are probably behind the Wuhan situation, it seems to me, and it's being blamed on snakes and bats. And I don't think that, I mean, personally, I don't think it's a very good idea to eat bats and snakes and things like that. Humans, even though a lot of people will hate me for this too, but humans are not natural carnivores at all. their gut, their teeth, their whole body is not made for it. But that's another long discussion. You know, even if you're a carnivore, I'd really recommend against eating bats and snakes, which apparently are eaten commonly in China. But even with that, there are bats and snakes around, but there's a BSL-4 level lab around too. Like, which do you think is a more likely origin? Take your time and think about it, right? So I got to skip over some of this stuff. We're halfway through our time. Oh, the other interesting thing besides the BSL-4 lab in Wuhan is that the coronavirus is actually patented, not by CDC this time, which really makes a lot of money on things related to that, but this time it's a company that Mike found with a PI called Peerbright Institute, and it's funded, he said that in his story, that it was funded by Bill and Melinda Gates, who are big supporters of depopulation of the world. This is a real reasonable way to do it. And WHO, again, that was reported by David, and I can't mention his last name either, because that gets you disappeared very quickly. So he must not be named. In a further coincidence, the super world-saving vaccine for coronavirus was patented before the outbreak happened. Amazing coincidence, right? What good luck. And Mike gave a long talk about that yesterday, about the virus and the injection that's supposed to prevent it. And he says, and I think he's completely right about this, that it's actually what's called a binary weapon. In a binary weapon, you have part of it, like something that you ingest or eat or gets injected into you, or something that is part of what hurts you, and it has its own damage. But if you get the other part that links to it, which he says will be in the injection, then it goes into full force. And that's when it's really going to do its main damage, even though the first part of it is damaging enough. So when Mike's site was shut down by the secret order from the secret court that's going after all the sites trying to expose what's going on with these injections, and that they don't prevent disease, and that they have been maiming and killing people for 200 years, even though they're being called the best advancement in modern science in that long. Any sites that are talking about this subject and questioning the wonderful world-saving qualities of all the vaccines, they're getting orders to their server, if they're big ones anyway, to shut them down and not tell them why they're shut down. Totally illegal, but that's what's happening. And Mike's theory, which I think is probably true, is that they're trying to shut down all the sites that would question it before they mandate that this deadly shot has to be given to everybody, whether you want it or not. And so all the so-called vaccine truth websites are being taken down by court orders. Same thing that happened to Mike's site. And even now, well, okay, so I guess I can say a couple of things. I mentioned the city's already quarantined in China. Could happen in the U.S. with forced injections. There's a lot of resistance to that here, but it's trying to be shut down. And Mike pointed out in his excellent talks yesterday that this is sanitation related and how it spreads. And a lot of these cities with horrible left-wing control are inviting these massive homeless encampments with people going to the bathroom all over the sidewalk and getting paid to stay there and do that. And most of them on drugs, according to the people who have visited them that we've talked to. That's going to really accelerate the spread when and if this stuff starts to spread in the U.S. And this is correlated with another avenue that we're investigating right now. There's a site from an intelligence organization that we posted on Lost Arts Radio I think earlier today, and it has a little section that's not about weapons and things like that. It's just very small print. It's got current population of various countries, projected population in 2025, which sounds like the far future, but it's only 5 years away now. And in the U.S., the current population is over 300 million. And the official projection for 2025 on this website, intelligence company website, is 100 million instead of 300. So that's a reduction of two-thirds in 5 years down to 100. And when you start putting those puzzle pieces together, you know, the question for us is, of course, you're not supposed to even look, or you're not supposed to think about it. You're not supposed to have any logic. You're not supposed to have any common sense. That's what the modern education system is making sure of, that no, the kids that go through that can't think anymore, and they're totally brainwashed. But if you have escaped that, what do you see in these puzzle pieces is the question. Because you need to put that together to tell you what the best course of action might be. You know that Joel Skousen has been doing a series on Lost Arts Radio on the Sunday show for about 8 weeks now, 8 episodes, and there's 2 to go. And he says we have about 5 years of semi-normal environment in countries like the U.S., and that long remains before nuclear war. And I asked him, what's the probability of nuclear war in percentage out of 100? And he said, 100. In other words, he thinks there's no way that that's going to be avoided. And hopefully he's wrong. I don't think the future is set in stone myself, because the 7 billion of us currently on the planet have a lot of free choices to make. Free will still exists. And the controllers think that they can dictate our choices by psychological control, intimidation control, and other ways. But anyway, Joel says we've got about 5 years, which is going to go by really fast, to prepare. But if Mike and others, what they're now saying is right, then other factors like pandemics, which have been predicted by many people, including people in the power structure, that could make it likely to occur in less than 5 years, and maybe a lot less time than that. So it's a really serious situation as the censorship is spreading, and especially with this crackdown on websites like Mike's and other big real websites, you know, with real information, being shut down by secret court orders that are illegal. This is one of hundreds of things that the president is not doing anything about, to my knowledge. And the people who say he's bad, you know, it's not black and white like that. He's done a lot of things that says he's not working consciously for the deep state. Why he can't see what we see, and why he's not helping avert the multiple weaponized disasters that are approaching, not just the coronavirus, but a lot of stuff going on, 5G and GMOs and geoengineering and all this kind of stuff. The people who thought, like in Q and those groups like that, who thought that he knew everything and was playing 5D chess, they were completely wrong. And I think that was probably intentional. Not the followers of Q. I think they were well-meaning and just really wanted to believe that some politician was going to save the world and America. And I understand, because it's uncomfortable to think that everything is likely to be destroyed. But that psychological desire, it's like some kind of normalcy bias where you just can't stand to think that things are that far away from what they normally should be. I think the issue is from the beginning, which was missed by even the news source that I often recommend that I can't mention, because that's already been censored and totally taken off the normal parts of the internet. I think the president we have now is very naive. He doesn't have the consciousness required to understand these things. Yeah, Q was wrong. Maybe the Q movement was to make people complacent, to think that, oh, there's a president that's going to save the world and everything's going to be great. Just relax. And what did they say? Trust the plan and stuff like that. But they said so many things that were obviously false, you know, that people were great who turned out to be terrible, and people who were terrible, including the newscaster that I can't mention, who have turned out obviously to be great. You know, they were misinformation. But you know, just as an exercise in imagination, what if the president we had now was aware as the Q people and his other followers thought? What would he do? What would he do? You can answer that. I mean, what do you think that he would do instead of the lack of action and mistakes that we see happening now? Even now, if he were just theoretically to wake up and realize what was going on and how it worked and what the effective countermeasures would be, I mean, he would do amazing stuff if he had that awareness. Some of it would be, you know, it would require a massive change in his consciousness, but what would it be? I'd say, certainly right off the bat, he would expose and criminalize all geoengineering. He would have the Air Force or some part of the military that has airplanes and is not against him escort those pilots down to the ground, arrest them, and arrest their bosses right away, like day one. The idea of an ongoing chemical and biological attack, which no, it's not just to fight climate change, it's to poison the biosphere. The idea of that going on for even one day is just totally ridiculous. And there is no world leader in any country that I know of that has said anything true about geoengineering. He'd also immediately outlaw, there's so many things he'd have to do immediately, you know, but he'd have to outlaw forced medical treatments of all kinds. In other words, if you don't want to have horrible toxic cocktails injected into yourself or your children through hollow needles into your body, and you don't think that's a very good idea, obviously you should never have to have that. And the people who are getting ready to do that worldwide right now, probably using an excuse like the coronavirus or whatever else they can do, they're going to say, well, yeah, of course you have all these rights in America. You have a constitution that acknowledges what the rights are, but and you still have the rights. We're just going to suspend them for your own benefit until the emergency is over, and we will decide what's an emergency and when it's over. That's completely illegal. And as the founders of America pointed out, whether your country has a constitution or not, you still have all the same rights because they don't come from the constitution. They don't come from the UN. They come from God and nature, and you're born with them. And some of them I would argue that you have before you're born, like the right not to be murdered for convenience or anything like that. But those rights exist even if your government rescinds all of them. So he'd definitely, if he was conscious, he'd have to outlaw all forced medical treatments and no suspension of the Constitution, no matter what the circumstances might be. Remember in the movie Outbreak, there was sort of a preparation for a scenario like what we have unfolding now. There was a scene when the high government officials were talking about it. Great movie, other than the brainwashing that it was doing. Dustin Hoffman did a great job as always, and injections of people with unknown substances that are wonderful saved the world from a pandemic. And the people were in the meeting I discussed were saying, "Well, we really hate to discuss the Constitution or suspend the Constitution." And he held up a book with the Constitution in it. He said, "So I sure hope we're doing the best thing for the people." And they went ahead and did it, and it was the best thing in the movie. It's just not in real life. On the list of what the president would do if he was not even missing most of what's going on. He would expose the crimes of the drug and vaccine companies and charge the executives right away. That monopoly would be over. And instead, he would encourage lifestyle medicine and natural, what I would call, and Dr. Circus has called, natural allopathic medicine, meaning medicine that's not by changing your lifestyle if you're in an emergency and you don't have time to do that and it's not going to be enough. Allopathic is like symptomatic, getting over crises and making it so you can gradually change your lifestyle. But it's often done with very toxic and damaging toxic chemicals called medicine. And Dr. Circus has written a lot. For any of you doctors out there that want to know that you don't have to do the immediate treatments with all poisons, there are alternatives. And we just posted an article by Dr. Circus talking about the natural allopathic treatments that would be used in the acute situation of the coronavirus. Should be on lostartsradio.com. The president would expose and withdraw from and deport the UN the heck off the American soil. It has no business here at all. It's got a very nice facade concealing massive criminal activity. No business in the country or anywhere else, really, but it should never be allowed to be here. President allowing it be here is like allowing Planned Parenthood to operate, which is another one of his massive failings, and giving $500 million of taxpayer money to people who are responsible for hundreds of thousands of murdered unborn babies. It's not a religious issue. It's not reading in your scripture that, oh, abortion's bad. You don't need that. If you're still semi-conscious human, and you, especially when you see what these aborted babies look like months before birth, there's no question. It's not women's rights. It's not women's health. It's nothing like that. It's had nothing to do with right or left or anything. It has to do with sanity versus insanity. And, you know, the current president has talked about it in really good terms, which I appreciate. I think his speeches about it have been excellent, not fake. But to talk about it and not stop it is completely inadequate. It's like Reagan, President Reagan, said a lot of great things about the government being the problem and all this stuff. Well, he signed into law the total immunity for the vaccine companies and did some other things that were not so good at all. But his attitude, like the current president, was he wanted to help the country, so he was shot because he kept talking about that stuff too much. You begin to understand a pattern in these things. These people aren't perfect, and they make a lot of unconscious mistakes serving the evil powers, but they don't get shot when they have a bad attitude. It's the opposite. So that's what the UN, he would do the same thing with the CDC and the WHO, charge the CDC executives with massive crimes against humanity. You know, they're just too scared to do it. And I understand why, because people die from stuff like this, even talking about it. He'd have to fire the huge number of traitors, some of which he's hired himself, in the federal government departments and trim down Security Council, State Department, and other things like that. Replace the EPA completely with a real EPA. Don't just abolish it, because there's an urgent need for a real EPA. And this is where conservative people have been mad at me. Both sides don't like me at all. And a lot of these people, the conservatives say, you're a, you know, liberal wacko. You want the EPA and all this stuff. There's no environmental emergency. Many of them have said that. And there's only environmental fraud. It's like black and white again. You know, it's not black or white. There's more going on. The EPA is needed, but not the criminal version of it that we have now. And I'll talk more about what it should be doing. An aware president would start immediate conversion of toxic agriculture, which should never have existed. That's a long story in itself. It doesn't feed the world. It contaminates the food and poisons everybody. That's not brilliant, unless that's your objective, which is what it's been, actually. Not the people in it. They had no clue. They thought it was normal. It's not normal. Poisoning the ground that your food goes on with chemical fertilizers that go in and ruin the water, groundwater as well, and then spraying poison on the food before you eat it, that's not intelligent. And, presidents should be talking about that instead of eating fast food garbage every day. That shows he's not sneaking around trying to be bad and subjecting the people to all this stuff. He's subjecting himself to it. He's just not aware. I think he should abolish the Department of Education. That's been suggested before. I think education should be local. And, the federal government has made it into a criminal enterprise. Look at the stuff that they're teaching now. They get rid of real history. They bring in things like Common Core to make sure nobody can understand basic arithmetic or basic logic or common sense. It's complete. It's not a joke. It's much more serious. It's ruining the minds of the kids and teaching them world citizenship in the wrong way and sexual confusion and all this kind of really bad stuff. So that department should be gone. He should start fireside chats several times a week, show the media lies and the Democratic Party lies, like graphically with evidence, with backup. And I mean, it wouldn't be hard to do. It's like having a show on the internet, except absolutely real. He should explain and prove all the anti-gun hoaxes that are going on in America and elsewhere. America is one of the last places that the citizens haven't been disarmed, and the so-called liberals are really confused. And many of them at the lower levels, just the general population, has actually now been convinced that being able to get firearms means that people are just going to go crazy and kill each other. And that's not true. It's not true at all. And where you have the weapons completely taken away, you have really much worse genocide by the government itself. Like 262 million people were killed by their own governments outside of wars, nothing to do with wars, in the 20th century alone. And they're working on breaking that record for this century, which I think is in danger of being broken. The president, like he's been talking about but hasn't fully done, should release all without redaction of the 9/11 and JFK documents and all the FISA-related documents and campaign documents showing what was done to him during the campaign, and stop postponing the arrest of all the criminals that are just walking around in positions of power still now. The attorney general has done nothing visible and should be replaced on the first day if the president were conscious. Free Julian Assange, absolutely. He's exposed massive information that could have been used to really clean up a lot of the whole system at the time of the last election. The president should apologize for not doing that sooner and honor him. And the same with other people, other political prisoners who haven't committed any crimes at all and are being tortured in prison. Like the promise was given in the 2016 campaign, he should withdraw all the troops from all the foreign occupations, stop the invasions, stop the illegal wars. Doesn't matter whether you call them wars or authorized use of military force or anything like that, it's all criminal. It's a real bad way to make money for the military-industrial complex. And instead, he'd find legitimate work for a lot of those troops on the U.S. southern border, which is in has been in a crisis for 4 years and even more. The people who think that it's racist to build a wall are really out of touch. And I heard or watched a great video by a doctor recently who said, yeah, I've been damaging kids by this common practice that all the pediatric practices do now, injecting them with horrible things. And I was taught in medical school that it was great and don't worry about what's in it. And he said that was a crime and I apologize. But, you know, people get pieces of the picture and they really have a hard time getting the bigger part. And he said, you know, we should never build a wall on the border because it's so racist. This is crazy. It's like having a house, your personal house, in a neighborhood with a lot of crime in it and drugs and stuff like that. And you take all the doors off and leave them wide open while you go to sleep at night and take the walls off if you can. This is not intelligent. And people have fallen for this brainwashing that even very intelligent people with high IQs sometimes have lost all ability to see the obvious. And I think they could get it back, and it's really urgent to do that. The president could declare, well, eliminate the Department of Education and fully protect homeschooling and tell everybody about the benefits of it. Take it out of the jurisdiction of the federal government and even the state governments. Well, he can't do that, but he could suggest it for the states. Abolish CPS and charge the executives for all the massive crimes they're involved in, child trafficking, you know, taking kids away from parents that just don't agree with, you know, giving them chemotherapy or whatever they're being forced into, no forced medical treatments. And then for the real EPA, because I don't believe in abolishing the EPA and not replacing it, EPA should go after the toxic drugs and vaccines and the pesticides, chemical fertilizers that were never needed. And agriculture has been really led down the wrong path to the great harm. And yeah, it created medical business, but the people don't know how damaging it is. Go after the toxic food additives and ingredients and what they call fluoride now in the water, which is not just fluoride. It's allowed to be called fluoride if you connect all these other toxic chemicals to it, most of it coming from China that's used in the U.S. Massive crime against humanity. A lot of arrests should happen with that. Expose Wi-Fi and 5G as using weaponized frequencies that were first developed around World War II or before. Anybody who's not up to date on that can watch Mark Steele or Barry Trower or many of the other great people that we've had on the Sunday show in the free archives for Lost Arts Radio. Go after body care products and make them take out all the toxic ingredients, because you guys, it goes right through your skin into your blood. And sorry for the conventional conservatives that think I'm a environmental wacko. I've been an environmentalist, you know, in the real sense of the word since at least 1964. And why? Because it's the life support system of the planet. To not support it or to ruin it or to fill it up with poison is really not intelligent, even if you're a conservative. It's dumb as anything, and it needs to be reversed. And if we're not smart enough to do it, there should be legal consequences for people that do that. And, you know, we don't want to fill up the ocean with plastic. That's not okay. Even if you're a libertarian, it should be obvious, and, you know, everybody should be intelligent enough to see that. All the GMOs should be banned without exception. They're way too dangerous. They endanger the genome of the whole planet. Expose climate change and all the players as being a complete fraud. Agenda 21 and 2030 and the attack on property rights should be exposed and stopped. And as I said, deport the UN. All the censorship, the rigged searches on the social media, all that stuff. Expose biotech and arrest all those execs who know what they're doing. Obviously, this is not likely to happen at all. I'm going to have to talk really fast now. And if it did happen, you know, in some fantasy world where any president became conscious enough and none of them have shown signs to put all the pieces together, the programs to assassinate them at any cost would be off the chart. We haven't seen anything like that so far. There would be so many entities and big interests that offended by that. So Mike, whose last name I'm forbidden to mention, is he right that humanity is lost, which is what he said in his last video? and that there will be only a few survivors, but there's no more hope for humanity as a whole to survive. And I think it seems clear that the agenda of the rulers, as I've said for years, is total extermination, not just of humans, but of all life on the planet, the whole biosphere, the microbes themselves, everything. It's a suicide mission. And most of the people serving that system don't understand the magnitude of it. Most of the brainwashed public has no idea that that's going on, and they couldn't emotionally handle it, even if they tried to accept it. And so what's the root cause of all this stuff? And to me, and I'm open to what you guys think too, I think this is a consciousness issue at the real base of it. And because we've got unconscious people serving the system, and even at pretty high levels of servants, they're still unconscious of what they're doing. They don't realize it's their own suicide. They think they're going to be left as the elite remnant, and that's not the case. You guys, that's not the case. You're being misled by your bosses, and you're so confident, you're probably so emotionally connected to it that you can't even question it now. But if there's anybody that can, I'm letting you know it's not true. Unconscious top-level rulers who believe that the reward is going to be when they kill everybody and everything and themselves, they're going to merge into some kind of cyberspace and live with the dark power forever. That's not going to happen. So either a wake-up starts and moves quickly, or it's over for life on this earth and it's going to have to be tried again somewhere else. But I would rather that it turns around now. So is there anything that we can do? That's really what matters. And I would say it's a long topic, and we could do many shows on what you can do. That's what we're doing in PHC. But learn, as a bottom line, learn the violently suppressed health information that the health authorities won't allow you to have. They've all been taught that it's all fake and everything, but it's not. The top-level rulers know it's not. And as part of their agenda, they don't want us to be able to get our full health, energy, and vitality and clear thinking back. But that tells you that's what you need to do. So get the suppressed information, learn it, learn the real health information, and use it starting immediately. We don't have a lot of time to throw away anymore. And then on top of that, once your physical body starts working well, learn, even though this sounds really impossible, that you're not the body, you're not even mind, you're the being who's living in those vehicles. And once you actually get that, and I'm not talking about a belief at all, that won't do a bit of good. In fact, people just fight over beliefs, even if they're right. They use them as excuses for fighting each other. I'd say try to get that consciousness on an experiential level. There are ways to do it. Use the time that you have. Don't be complacent. Don't wait until you're in a situation like the poor people are in Wuhan and other places like that now, all the quarantine cities. Learn what you need to learn now. You don't need anybody for that. You can do it on your own because it's all dormant within you. But if you want an environment where that's encouraged, you can look at Planetary Healing Club. Access point at planetaryhealingclub.com. If you have questions about it, you can ask me. I'll tell you whether it's worth your time or not. I don't encourage everybody to do that because most people aren't willing to really do the work on themselves. If you are, then it's very helpful. Stay in touch with us at lostartsradio.com and at brighteon.com, where you can subscribe to our channel, brighteon.com/channel/Lost Arts Radio. Subscribestar, we have a new Subscribestar page at subscribestar.com/Lost Arts Radio. If you want to help us stay on the air and continue our work, even if we lose some of these major platforms, we have work to do. We have a school to build. We have a lot to do and no money to do it or even to continue. So if you want to help us, do it through Subscribestar or the donate buttons on our sites, lostartsradio.com. LostArtsResearchInstitute.org, which has some other interesting information on it. Remember our new audio channels, Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, and get on our mailing list at lostartsradio.com. If you want to stay in touch, if we get knocked off other platforms. So thanks for all the time. I'm sorry I'm over about 3 minutes, but we started late. And I wish you guys all the best. I appreciate everything that you're doing and caring about humanity and the biosphere and the world. And you guys are the hope of everything. It's not the president. It's not some other official or politician or celebrity or anything like that. You have this massive importance and dormant potential that is beyond imagination. Take care of yourself so that that comes out to the surface as quickly as possible. It's the best thing you can do for everybody else is to take care of yourself. As contradictory as that may seem, it's really important and true. The people that want to be involved in Planetary Healing Club, we meet in about 26 minutes. And that's accessed at planetaryhealingclub.com. I wish everything good for you, every one of you guys. And thank you. I hope you have a good weekend. And I'll look forward to seeing you next time.
Introducing Lost Arts Radio on Subscribestar.com. Just go to Subscribestar.com/Lost Arts Radio to find our rewards program, offering 10 different giving levels starting at just $5 a month. We offer incredible value for any rewards level, from extra monthly interview videos not available publicly to subscription-based Planetary Healing Club videos once, twice, or three times a month, to private counseling sessions with Lost Arts Radio host Richard Sachs, to tech help with me, Doug Diamond. We even have one option where you can be the star on Lost Arts Radio as our guest on a specially produced show just for you. We conduct an interview with you and broadcast it to our growing network and listenership. Our Subscribe Star levels are one of a kind and offer great rewards for any budget. Please help support Lost Arts Radio. We can't do it without you. With increasing censorship on many of our channels, we really need your support today to keep doing what we're doing. As Richard says, we're not even at survival level yet. Lost Arts Radio has three weekly shows. Lost Arts Radio Live each Saturday night at 7:30 Eastern, 4:30 Pacific, which is a live stream currently on multiple platforms in case we get banned from some of the larger ones. Right now, we're on two YouTube channels, Facebook Live, Periscope, which is Twitter, Twitch, and DLive. You can access these broadcasts by going to www.lostartsradio.com/live for all the links to those channels. The Planetary Healing Club meets right after Lost Arts Radio Live at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific on Saturday nights. And our Sunday show with guests airs at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific on Sunday nights on our Blog Talk Radio channel, our YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and on Brighteon. Be sure to sign up for our free email list just in case we do get banned on big tech's platforms. It's just a matter of time, really. They don't like the stuff we talk about, and they do not want the truth out there. In fact, they have already attacked us numerous times. Join our free email list so we can let you know where we are and how to access our shows. The sign-up button is right on the top right on most pages of our website. The best starting point for all things Lost Arts Radio is our main site, lostartsradio.com, where you can find the hottest news selection videos that we curate just for you. Those are on the homepage and added to daily, as well as articles and breaking news about information you really need to know. Our show archives, the 10 most recent shows, are right on our homepage, as well as our Blog Talk Radio page at blogtalkradio.com/lostartsradio, or just click the All Things Radio Show tab right on our website. We're in the podcast directory on iTunes, and all of our shows except the banned ones are on our YouTube channels at Lost Arts Radio and at Diamond Disc. Our Brighteon page is really taking off, and we often have editor's picks videos right on their homepage. Visit brighteon.com/channel/Lost Arts Radio. On our site, you can also access our free listener forum as well as sign up for the Planetary Healing Club, which is just $25 a month, where you get private access to a one-on-one interaction with host Richard Sachs and myself and the other club members who participate live. More info can be found at planetaryhealingclub.com. We're providing solutions in there to make the world a better place. Come join us. Thanks again for listening to and supporting Lost Arts Radio. We love having you as part of our family to learn, experience, and grow with.